Warm weather gets us excited and brings us outdoors to enjoy nature. We get to beautify our yard and landscaping and play in the pool and do a lot of things using muscles we don't accustomedly use, and they get aches and pains and swelling. We get sore. So Epsom salt, as well as table salt, is commonly used to ease these pains. But a lot of people don't understand what is the difference and what is the most beneficial. Stay tuned. We're going to cover that today along with some tips that will help you ease your pain. Today's episode is brought to you by Dandelion Soap Herb Shop. You can find it on the website at dandelionsoap.com. Find all kinds of things made by hand, especially customized for your needs. We're more than just soap, I promise. Using plants to make medicine. Welcome to Just Dandy Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Morgan, your host. I'm the owner and operator of Dandelion Soap Herb Shop, and I try to bring information to you that's beneficial. So what is the difference? What, you know, Epsom salt versus table salt, and what are the benefits thereof? Well, first let's answer the question of what these are. Table salt is sodium chloride. Also, a lot of times iodine is added to that, and it is naturally occurring because the way salt is made. Epsom salt, however, is epsonite, and epsonite is naturally occurring in the earth, and it is a combination of magnesium, sulfate, and oxygen, and that's where epsonite, the name, comes about. Thus, we call it Epsom salt. Now, what are the benefits, and what is the difference of them? Now, if you have been to a dentist and never had a tooth extracted or had a mouth sore or any kind of minor surgery done about the mouth, the dentist will generally recommend warm water salt rinse. And that is taking a little bit of table salt, you know, you can sprinkle it into a glass of warm water and rinsing the mouth, gurgling it, and spitting it out. It's really, truly a benefit because, one, it cuts away and removes any dead tissue and dead skin cells so that the mouth can begin healing very, very quick. It will also dry up things like reduce swelling and shrinking the gums and pulling everything close back to the tooth. And it will not, if you've done it correctly and don't overdo it and you just kind of swished it in your mouth and let it roll out, it will not remove the blood clotting. It will actually aid it and help it to stay in place. That is why they tell you don't, you know, do it very hard or do the action where you're creating a harsh rinse. They most of the time will have you to swish it around your mouth and then roll it out very gently so you don't disturb the blood clotting. And there again, it is adding that oxygen, and it's just enough to help dry things up. And the sodium chloride is beneficial for that. In reducing it in your foods and things like that, because most of canned foods and anything that you buy in the marketplace is full of sodium, it is a preservative for the food. Keep it, you know, until you can cook it. So that is why a lot of you may heard from your doctor, reduce your salt, reduce your sugar intake, is because it's in everything you eat. And adding more to it once you put it on the table is not necessary, and they really truly want you to try to get away from that. I most time recommend sea salt, because sea salt is the one thing that God created that has all 12 main salts. You have 12 vital organs, and all of them require a different salt. Sea salt is the only thing on earth that can give you all the beneficial salts for all 12 vital organs in your body. And you can get sea salt with iodine. Additionally, I will tell you this, if you remove your table salt and replace it with sea salt with iodine instead, you will like the flavor and you will know immediately if table salt is in something, because it will taste too salty and it won't appeal to you as much. By using sea salt, you're doing something that's beneficial, but you're also reducing your actual sodium chloride intake. And it's very different. It's a better taste, a better solution, and it's a healthy solution to that problem. Plus, you get that salty taste. Now, moving on to Epsom salt. Magnesium sulfate and oxygen is very different from sodium chloride, and it is great for easing pain. It's great for reducing swelling and taking away aches as well. And using those muscles during the warm weather that you may not be accustomed to using, the Epsom salt can be your best friend. You can place that into a bath. And most time when you buy Epsom salt, the directions are on the package telling you and recommending exactly how much to use in your water. It's generally 1 to 2 cups of Epsom salt to a drawn warm water bath. And a great benefit to that is a lot of people don't realize you can actually make a solution of Epsom salts and put the compress on a swollen area of the body. You do not have to necessarily submerge yourself into the bath if you are unable to get those certain areas of the body wet for a period of time or submersing them. So you can actually make an Epsom salt solution and use the compress directly on the aches, pains, and sore areas. If you can, though, it is great to soak in, and you need to soak for at least 20 minutes. If you are doing this for your feet, which I highly recommend, definitely make you a small solution of about a gallon of water with about, I don't know, maybe a fistful of Epsom salts. Now, bear in mind, I always give tips, added bonuses to go along with the information I share with you. Now that we know the difference between table salt and Epsom salt and what are the beneficial uses to help ease aches and pains and swelling, let's cover some extras. Now, with table salt, I always recommend people when they contact me wanting to know if I have any herbs that can help them get rid of piss ants or ants in their home, those small little pests that get on your counters and in your stuff. Table salt is the solution. Now, the key to that is buy the table salt box and go around the outer perimeter as close as you can to the outer perimeter of your home, including porches or any additions that are added onto it, as long as you stay around the perimeter. And put a trail of that salt. It does not have to be thick and heavy, but it does need to be continuous. Ants, they hate it. It burns them, it destroys their homes, and they do not like it. And they won't cross that salt line. So it will take about 24 to 48 hours and you will not see any more ants in your home or getting in your home if you trace the outside perimeter with regular table salt. Just go buy you several boxes, enough to go around the whole outside of your home. If you have weeds and things that are growing in your sidewalks or your driveway, and places and areas that you do not want that weed to grow, you can actually pour salt on them. When the sun hits it, it burns the plant and it will destroy it all the way to the root, so it does not come back on you. And that is safer than these weed killing agents that are very, very dangerous to our environment and that get into our soil and poison our water. Salt is going to be beneficial. One, it's good for us, and number two, it benefits the land and your property, but at the same time will not destroy any kind of stone or rocks and things of that nature that you can pour that salt on and get rid of that weed. So those are some bonuses for table salt. Epsom salt. If you have white mildew fungus on your plants, trees and shrubberies and things like that, you can use Epsom salt. You can even make a water solution of it, dissolve the Epsom salt in water, put it in a spray bottle, and spray it directly onto those plants to kill off that fungus and mildew that may be on them that's killing them. You can also put it in your gardens. Now, I want you to bear this in mind. When you're using any of the salts, whether it's table salt or Epsom salt, if you happen to be putting that on a plant, remember, table salt's going to burn them. Well, Epsom salt, you need to stay away from the plant as well. You know, unless you make the solution to spray, you're going to spray it very lightly and clean them. But you can put that around your shrubs, directly around them. Just stay away from the stem area of the plant. We don't want to overwhelm the plant with too much of it, but you can put it in that general area. It will go down into the soil and it will heal that bush or tree or plant. And if it is the mildew that's on the plant, you can make the water solution in a spray bottle and spray it directly on them. There again, more benefits, more plus. But there are particular things to do with table salt versus Epsom salt. Remember, table salt is sodium chloride, where Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate and oxygen. Two different salts. Very beneficial, but they both have a purpose and they're very different from each other. If you are trying to equalize the pH and the alkalinity in your swimming pool, you would not use table salt and you wouldn't use Epsom salt. You would use baking soda. That is sodium bicarbonate. Very different. Again, still a change from table salt versus Epsom salt. These are three different salts and three different uses. And that is why they are packaged separately, because they do have benefits. Baking soda makes things more alkaline and can help with the pH, especially when you're dealing with a swimming pool. This episode is not about baking soda, but to give you some tips. If you're having issues with your cloudy water in your swimming pool and things like that, use baking soda. Depending on the size of that pool and how much water it consists of will determine how much baking soda you need. I will tell you, it is a large heaping amount. And therefore, do the math and make sure you do your research. You can Google that and find out more information. So this is Elizabeth with Just Dandy Podcast. And this is the episode that we have talked about, Epsom salt versus table salt. For additional information or comments, be sure to check the description box underneath this episode. I welcome your comments and any questions you have. And you can always inquire through the website at dandelionsoap.com or call me directly. Till the next episode, have a just dandy day.